We have a great newsmaker joining us. He's been on the show before, of course. Jack Heath Correale is going to welcome in former New Jersey governor, former presidential candidate, former member of the previous administration, and maybe, who knows, maybe a 2024 presidential hopeful as well. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joins us. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios on our network of News Talk stations. How are you, Governor?
Well, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me back.
Well, what do you make of some? Let's just start with the topical health stuff. You know, you've been involved. People may not remember, but you were front line on trying to battle a lot of the problems we had on the health care front in the past administration. But you're former governor. It seems confusing. We have a variant out there we know about. I guess there's some cases in Canada, South Africa, Norway. We don't really know much about it. They tell us not to panic, but everyone's sort of panicking about it. We don't know if it's more contagious, less contagious than the Delta variant, more symptomatic or not than the. But it's very concerning. We can't get, you know, Americans are like, I don't know how many booster shots I'm going to need, how often. We don't know if the antibodies are still there from the first COVID. A lot of confusion over all this public federal health policy, correct?
There is, and that's a lack of leadership, quite frankly, at the you know, at the federal level, with the FDA, with the CDC, and most importantly at the White House. You know, the president needs to be giving clear information and clear direction to the American people on this stuff, and because they have not done that before, they haven't been credible about it. You know, they said if you get your vaccination, things will go back to normal. Then they still are wearing masks around the White House, and he's wearing masks. And sometimes he's not wearing masks. And, you know, they send confusing signals all over the place. They play political games by attacking Republican governors who take a different approach. And people think they don't know what the truth is. They don't know what is right or wrong in the information they're getting. And that's what causes panic in the end, is when people don't know what to believe. If you give the American people a clear path, that's backed up by fact, they'll follow it. But that's not what's happening out of Washington right now. And that's the responsibility of the executive branch and the president of the United States.
Chris Christie, good morning, New Hampshire. I want to ask you, you're not waiting around to see what former President Donald Trump's doing. We're the first in the nation presidential primary state. You're on the show with us this morning. I appreciate having you back. Thank you. Senator Tom Cotton is not really waiting around. He's coming to New Hampshire in the week. End of the week. Mike Pence, former vice president, coming here next week. Donald Trump has stayed clear from the state for the, you know, for the time being, focusing on Iowa, the first caucus state. I guess my question to you, Governor Christie, is the Republican Party today still the party of Trump, or is it an evolving party? And are you seriously looking at a run in 2024?
Well, look, I think that what we are is a party that believes in a lot of the policies that were put forward in the Trump administration. Like cutting taxes, like cutting regulation, like putting conservatives on the Supreme Court and on our federal courts, and you know, having an immigration policy that rewards people who come here legally. All those things are things that Republicans support. But I would just tell you, I you know, saw a poll about 2 weeks ago now in Iowa of Iowa Republicans by the Des Moines Register, where they asked, "Is your primary loyalty to the Republican Party or to Donald Trump?" 62% in Iowa Republicans said the Republican Party. 26% said Donald Trump. I think we have to get back to a party that is not focused on the last election, but is focused on the next election. Mm-hmm. And if we don't think that what's going on in Washington, D.C. now has to be stopped as Republicans, and that we're going to put all of our energy and all of our focus in doing that and putting forward a positive agenda for the country, for ourselves, then we have no use as a political party, and we're not going to be able to win. And so, I, you know, if the former president wants to participate in that conversation, then of course he's going to be welcome to participate in that conversation. But if we're going to continue to have conversations about the last election and not the next election, that's not good for the party, but more importantly, it's not good for the country.
Governor Christie, I want to ask you, you referenced the Supreme Court and conservative justices. Yesterday, U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen from New Hampshire, I don't have the exact quote, but I'll paraphrase, said if we want to see a revolution in this country, the Supreme Court, you know, go ahead and overturn Roe versus Wade. That's a strong statement. Some would find criticism in that, but I'll come back to that. You can comment on that. But my question is, do you think the Supreme Court should overturn Roe v. Wade? They're going to hear oral arguments in a case that may touch the actual law. Do you think that law should be overturned or continue to be the law of the land?
I do think it should be overturned, and the reason I do is because it's bad law. It's been bad law for the last 50 years. And the thing that Jean Shaheen is doing, which inflames people, is she's trying to say that if Roe versus Wade goes away, that abortion will no longer be available in the United States. And that's simply untrue. All that it would do is return the issue, as it should be, to each individual state to make that judgment. So in a state like mine in New Jersey, with a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature, there's no chance that abortion would be outlawed in New Jersey. Other states, that might be different. But it should be the state to determine this. This was bad law 50 years ago when it was decided,
right,
and it's bad law today.
But don't you agree that in the Democrats in this state, when they believed that Republican Governor Chris Sununu was going to run for the U.S. Senate, were doing all they could based on some executive council votes and the House budget, which had a measure in it that basically said in New Hampshire was going to limit abortion procedures beyond 7 months, not the first 6 months. And they basically, there are signs up and groups that have formed, stop the Sununu abortion ban. Governor Sununu actually carries and talks publicly about a pro-choice stance. My question is, if Roe v. Wade, even if it's flawed law, is overturned, can't they really run in the midterms and saying that, you know, that your abortion rights have been taken away, locking up doctors, and make this a front and center midterm election that could actually play better to galvanize independents and Democrats versus Republicans?
I don't think so. And I don't think that the American people, independents and Republicans, are going to vote on the abortion issue. And by the way, I don't think that all Democrats are going to vote that way on the abortion issue. And it's not going to be the primary issue. When you have inflation running at over 6%, when you have the country right now feeling like we're under threat from other forces around the world, like China and others, when you have a situation on the border that we have, I think all of those issues, and the education issue in this country, which is one that's a concern to every parent, regardless of what party you belong to politically.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that abortion will be the singular issue that people vote on. I'll give you one example of that. I ran as an unabashed pro-life candidate here in New Jersey, which is no question a majority pro-choice state. And I got elected twice. And the second time I got elected with over 60% of the vote. And I never made it ambiguous at all that I'm pro-life and I believe in the protection of all human life. I just don't think it's the primary issue that people will vote upon.
If my memory serves me right, you've been a prosecutor in the past, correct?
Yes, sir. U.S. attorney for 7 years.
I remember that. And Chris Christie on Good Morning Hampshire. One story that's really not making a lot of national news, I mean on the ABCs, the NBCs, MSNBC, CNN certainly, I don't know about Fox, but my point is, we're seeing in certain places like San Francisco and other cities where middle of the day, 20 or 30 vehicles pull up almost like in an organized robbery attempt and go into like a Home Depot or Lowe's and just walk around, and people are just stealing from the store, getting back in their cars and driving off, or high-end designer store, just going in and stealing $6,000 handbags, Gucci this and all that. And it seems to be happening more and more. And as a former prosecutor, do you think these crimes is almost like organized? Some experts say you should not call it looting. I don't know. It's robbery, burglary, organized robbery. What's going on in some of these cities? And is it going to stop? Are police at a position where they're afraid to go make arrest? Or do you think the local officials are just letting this go? What's your reaction as a former prosecutor, federal prosecutor, on this?
Well, I'm appalled by it, and I'm telling you, that's why, when we go back to the last question, why I think an issue like this is much more important to the quality of life of most Americans across the country than the abortion issue. And here's why it's happening. Police are not making these arrests because prosecutors won't prosecute the cases in places like San Francisco and Los Angeles and here in New York. And all over the major urban areas in the country are now electing these woke prosecutors who have decided that this is not a crime they should prosecute and that people shouldn't go to jail for this. It's completely outrageous. And I think there's going to be an enormous backlash to it across the country in the midterm elections in 22. And that's why, in my book, I write about the crime issue in some detail and about the right way to go about dealing with the crime issue, given my experience as a prosecutor and the criminal justice reform we did in New Jersey when I was governor. It is up to the prosecutors to back up the police here. If the police don't feel like the case they're arresting are going to be prosecuted, they're not going to make the arrests.
All right. Former Governor Chris Christie, maybe a 2024 presidential candidate, joining us. We'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Jack Heath, I appreciate it, Governor.
Thank you. Great day, guys, and everybody enjoy their day.